This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Springs woman can be extradited to the U.S. from London. Kimberly Singler is accused of drugging and killing two of her young children and trying to kill a third in 2023. She denies the allegations. The judge in the U.K. rejected arguments that her rights would be violated if she were convicted in the U.S. and given a life sentence. Parents are suing Denver Public Schools over its decision to close 10 schools. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
Mama's Day DPS has asked a judge for an injunction to block the school closures until its lawsuit is resolved. The group filed its suit against DPS last month, shortly after the school board announced plans to close 10 schools due to declining enrollment. The group says the board is not giving students and families enough time to find alternative schools. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A Colorado property developer and champion of historic preservation has died. Dana Crawford led the effort to restore Denver's Larimer Square and to redevelop Union Station. She founded Historic Denver and more recently worked to revive downtown Trinidad and preserve the Argo Mill in Idaho Springs. Crawford told CPR News in 2015 she liked finding hidden gems of architecture that had been neglected.
I'm attracted to beautiful places, and a lot of times they happen to be places that have become ignored.
Dana Crawford was 93. U.S. foreign aid on pause for at least 90 days. That begins this hour of Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.